down before they sell you. We can't look when you act dumb. We're older and we've gone numb. You're welcome for the fashions. You hipsters, copy us with
Welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is It's All About Perspective. Remy,
yes.
The show hasn't even begun, and we've already had a slight debate on something. Do you want to let the people know what our debate is
well,
over?
I think it's your issue, so you can be
okay.
the point person.
Yeah, okay. So I'm a coffee man, you know. I'm not that I dislike tea. But I enjoy coffee.
Sure, and that's fine.
And if my choice in how I would like to drink that coffee is with ice in it.
Which is also fine, except when it's cold outside. That's the part that I don't understand.
See, but here's the thing, is you're not drinking it while you're outside. You're drinking it while you're inside,
yes, but just
and
because,
when it's hot.
Just because you, when you come inside when it's cold outside, you don't immediately become hot. You kind of adjust to a room temperature.
Right, homeostasis.
Yes, but you're not... When you're inside, like you are right now, you don't feel like it's 80 degrees on a beach in California,
well,
right?
I have a beanie on, so I am no. kind of overheating right now, actually.
Okay. But I just feel like even when it's cold outside and you come inside and you're neutral,
yeah.
that doesn't necessitate a cold drink to cool you down because you're just at neutral.
That's not why I get the cold drink
why
to
do
cool
you get
me
it?
Down because that's my preferred way of drinking coffee.
But doesn't it taste the same?
No!
It doesn't? I don't
no!
drink coffee.
Well, I put some milk in it. I think the milk does some shenanigans.
You wouldn't put milk in a warm coffee?
I would, but it's not... Warm milk has different properties than cold milk.
That's true.
Oh!
Well,
we just...
Well, no, hold on. I agree to one point of your greater point.
It's all calmed down. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, it's... I've gotten very good at holding cold, like, iced coffees... for extended periods of time in the cold. And I purposely hold it with one hand.
Because that hand is more
it's numb
accustomed
at
to.
This point.
Well, that doesn't sound pleasant in the slightest.
No, it hurt. It took some time. It took some training.
You didn't just want to invest in a pair of gloves, perhaps? Gloves?
Gloves?
Gloves.
Gloves.
See,
no.
My mouth is a little cold.
I have some gloves.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like, you know, it's not the same as feeling it. You don't have the rush.
No.
All right. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm an iced coffee kind of guy, and that's how I'm gonna stay.
Okay.
I'm tired of tending to this fire. Used up all I've collected. I have cinched my hands. It's glowing, embers barely showing. Proof of life in the shadows, dancing on my plans. They know that it's almost. They know that it's almost over. Show me why no one
Thank you. about the two of us. Nobody knows us. Get in the car like skirt. Staying up all night. Order me pad thai. Then we gon' sleep till noon. Me with no makeup. You in the bathtub. Bubbles and bubbly. Ooh, this is a pleasure. Feel like we never like this regular.
You just heard Leave the City by 21 Pilots, followed by Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee.
Yes.
Followed by Imagine by Ariana Grande. She's been killing it, in my opinion. And killing it.
She's been killing it in the in her total record sales and how popular her songs are.
And with how many she's releasing.
Yes.
You know?
I don't know if that means that all those songs are as good as people think they are.
Okay, I'll agree with you there. A thing, though, is, like, if the goal, you know, part of this, part of being, you know, a music artist or anything, part of the job is just being famous. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
Being relevant.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get, you know, I don't know, commercials or whatever, you know? So, if the goal is to just remain relevant, not maybe that's not the goal, but, you know, part a side gig is to just remain relevant. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's...
Well, she's doing, I think, far more than just remaining relevant. She's pushing the...
She's keeping it going. Yeah. She's definitely got
it going. She's not just hanging around. She's full force out there doing lots of things.
You know, I'm not one for the gossip, but I found hard butt there. She's apparently dating someone already, and Pete Davidson's a little sad.
Really?
Sad. I don't know. I am not his friend, but I'm not chilling with Pete Davidson.
No. I mean, I honestly don't really care that much about celebrity dating
and stuff like that.
It just seems, I don't even think, with the exception of some people, they want us to care that much. a lot of celebrities say that they don't have any kind of private life anymore, and I feel like who you're dating definitely falls under that umbrella. So just let them date whoever they want, you know?
Yeah.
We don't have to make a big deal. Not that I'm saying that you are.
Yeah,
I'm
just saying, okay.
That's not something that pops up on my radar screen. Or, and if it does...
Can you imagine if I was the breaking point? They're like, you know what? We were fine with people looking at our like personal lives, but these kids...
But Dylan!
But it's all about... But DJ Sweet Fig is where I draw the line.
That would skyrocket our relevancy.
Our... What do you mean? I don't think our relevancy can go any higher,
Remy. Are you saying we've plateaued or we're at our ceiling? Or?
That's a very good point. I didn't think about that. But I'm not saying that we plateaued. I'm saying we broke through the sky.
We're already so high.
Yeah.
That we can't go any higher.
Like, we found the ceiling of the sky. I'm going to write a poem.
That's a thing that exists.
The ceiling of the sky?
Nope.
That's a song right there.
I feel like there's been lots of things about that. I think there was a Star Trek episode. My mom is one of her favorite episodes. I can't think of the name right now.
Okay.
I think it's For the World is Hollow and I've Touched the Sky. Great episode.
Oh, okay, cool.
Really good one.
Wow.
That just got me thinking about that because you can't actually touch the sky, but maybe this guy
did. Well, I'm glad.
Watch the episode to find out.
That my friend had a good quote that I agree with, and that's pretty much all my best ideas have already been invented. And like, here I am thinking I'm clever, and I touched the ceiling of the sky, and then nope, there's been a Star Trek episode about it.
Well, you could take it in your own way, though. I mean, you can write a poem, which was what you said you were going to do.
I'll do it. I'll do it. That'll be how we premiere the next show in the future. Poem.
Get some slam poetry going.
Ceiling of the sky!
All right.
Let's play some music.
Sometimes I'll even start shaking. It's physical and emotional.
You're keeping me awake at night. I'm losing all my appetite. My heart is beating out of time. My skin is cold, my chest is tight. You're keeping me awake at night.
Understand that you can't always understand.
And that's okay too.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit. And the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit. Thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier. I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me.
Until you're on me, yeah. You've been saying real, real nice things. something different now. You wanna break or just to fix it now?
I love those like Caribbean bowl sounds. Mm. Well,
wait, we learned about that in intro world music. What was it called?
We did. Oh, we should remember. Try to think of it while I tell them what they heard. Yeah, so the three songs you just heard were Keep Me Up by Charlotte Lawrence, followed by Happier by Marshmello and Bastille.
Bastille, I don't know.
Followed by Bedroom Floor by Liam Payne. I think I like the One Direction guys as individuals as well. They've all been releasing good music. You got what the...
It's a steel pan drum.
Steel pan drum. Hell yeah.
We got that.
There was also... there was a different version, the name of them that I really liked. That they were like an Indian version of that. Maybe not Indian. Because we learned about music over the entire world. Like, there was either a Middle Eastern version of the steel pan drum. There was an Indian version of the steel pan drum. I can't remember. But they had a different name that I really liked. Like Tiki Taki or something. I'm not sure.
It's not really any bells.
I don't remember. Yeah, it was last semester. Which, by the way, Remy, the fact that you and I, we pulled that class off incredibly.
We did. We killed it in somewhat surprising fashion, I feel
right.
Like.
We can give some context to the people, and then we got a lot to talk about right now. We got a couple topics to hit. But one, now that we're talking about it, is we had that week, it was after spring break, where... We had a snow day the week before spring break when we had our midterm.
Yeah.
And the midterm got pushed back. So that week when we got back from spring break, you had a midterm and a paper for the same class due back to back.
Yes.
So, you know, you spend a lot of time, or some of us spend a lot of time working on the paper. We're not going to mention any names, but, then the following day you have the test or something, and you know that's not a ton of time
that was
to work with.
Fast turnaround for sure.
So you and I met up beforehand. I was texting you that morning. I was up late. We were up late studying and everything. And you and I met up like probably like what 30 minutes, 40, 15 minutes before class,
yeah,
before the 15, exam.
20.
Just as a little. Oh, this is what I
last
was thinking.
Minute,
things
up,
are gonna. They're going to ask. This is something I think they're going to ask. And I think we had pretty much the same thing. I think I showed you maybe one thing, and I think you showed me maybe one thing.
Yeah.
And we get out of the class. We walk out of the class, you know, and we're like, oh, God, that was rough.
It went pretty bad.
I thought it was rough. But then Remy and I get our exams back, and we got what? 3 points collectively.
Yeah.
Like you and I don't remember who got 2 points off and who got 1 point off, but I really think 3 points collectively off the entire exam.
It was absurd.
And someone else who studied like
a lot
a
more.
Crazy
Still got a
amount,
good grade.
But not nearly that.
Yeah.
That I don't know how we must have studied exactly what was
going
to be.
The thing is,
it was three
short essays was how the exam was formatted. I didn't even think I had enough to write for any of them.
Right.
All of them I thought were like three quarters completed.
Right. We're musical geniuses. Yeah. We're world music geniuses. Well, Remy, a little, there's no real segue here, but you were talking about Happier off the air.
Yeah, so we just listened to Happier
by
Bastille. Really fun song. And I was talking about this with one of my friends about how in the recent time period and the musical landscape, a lot of the songs that become really big hits, like that one, the ones that are really popular, are these upbeat songs that sound, if you're not listening to the lyrics, happy and, you know, you want to dance to them. But a lot of them actually have really sad lyrics, like that one, because Happier is about the guy who's singing it saying that his significant other would be better off if he was not in their life anymore.
What's the line? I want you to be happier, but no, that means I'll have to leave, right?
Yeah, that's like the big line. And there are other things that also...
And then
there's that big electronic chorus that everyone's dancing to. And then another one that I was thinking of a couple years ago, the remix of Mike Posner's I Took a Pill in Ibiza. I don't know how that's how you pronounce that place.
Ibiza. I think the people there say Ibiza, maybe.
Okay, well, not being from wherever that is, I don't know. Anyway, that song became a huge club banger, the remix did, but the original song is a soft acoustic ballad about how fame ruined his life. And then he got famous again because of that
from
song.
From the song being remixed.
So it's just weird that these really sad songs are becoming huge dance pop hits that everyone's, you know, jumping up and down and screaming in a club. You would think that songs of that nature would be songs that actually evoke those emotions, have lyrics that make you happy or make you want to, you know, get up and dance.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I don't know.
Is that just because of the trend amongst the youth that were like sad all the time, but that's just want to get lit?
So that was my kind of a point that I was thinking of, like, is that a generational thing? I don't know. Mm. I don't really like when people put entire generations into, like, every single baby boomer, like,
right.
Thinks,
you don't like those labels.
Yeah, I don't really like that, you know. But, you know, our generation was growing up with the innovations of social media and computers and everything growing up. I think it's the generation below us that will have grown up with them. We were growing up with the innovation of them, but for the most part, we also grew up with them. And, like, I don't know. There's something about that lots of screen time and social media that, like, is probably not good, you know?
Absolutely not good. Let's get on our high horse for a minute and lecture everyone about the
listen to our
screen time.
Listen to our prophetic words. I don't know, man. I don't know. All right. Well, this is normally your time slot, Remy, but
I had a song.
There's a lot going on.
Well, no. The thing is, I had a song prepared for today, and actually, it's one of the songs that I've chosen to play on the air today because I can't actually perform it.
What song was it?
This Is Why I Need You by Jesse Rubin.
Not familiar.
Really good song. Well, I put it on the list, so we're going to hear it today. The reason I'm not playing it is because I was practicing it earlier this morning, and then I broke a string on my guitar, which in and of itself is not a big deal,
Does that hurt when it breaks? Does it smack you? Does it smack your face or smack your hand?
It can, but usually not. If you're playing it in front of you, which is usually how you play.
You're not playing it with your face right next to the strings?
No.
Oh, okay.
So that breaking a string
stop playing next to your face.
It's not a big deal, and I have other strings with me. So I went to look at my other strings to change the string right before the show, and I have three packs of strings, none of which had the one string that I broke, which was the high E string.
Hmm.
None of them had it, so I wasn't able to replace that string.
Well,
so I can't play today.
Well, we'll get that song.
Major sadness.
Let's play that song in these next three. I just don't have it queued up because I was thinking about playing another song.
Yeah, let's do it.
We got. I was just gonna say as well. Songs that I chose this week are kind of, because it's the last show of the semester, is kind of the highlights, I think, of the songs that I've chosen this semester that I've either really liked, enjoyed, were kind of emblematic of the semester. So I hope you enjoy. We're going to give there's one moment where we're going to do a little self-censor, and I'm excited. I'm going to be at the ready. By the way, this is a live performance of an NPR Tiny Desk.
Wow, let's hear it.
Jump in to swim, yeah. The light was dim and this life is sin. Now every day I wake up and breathe, yeah. I don't have it all, but that's alright with me. Take it nice and easy, took a flight to see me. Send you back home with a light that's beaming. My whole team about to figure it out. We ice cold, that's what winter about. And sometimes, sometimes I wish I took a simpler route. Instead of having demons that's as big as my house, mm-hmm. Have a ball with it dribble and bounce. Cause a party ain't over till they're kicking me out, yeah. Isn't it funny we can make a lot of money, buy a lot of things just to feel a lot of ugly, yeah. I was yay high money, looking for what was looking for me. But I don't need to lie no more. Nowadays all I do is shine, take a breath and ease my mind, yeah. She don't cry no more. She tell me that I get her high, cause an angel's supposed to fly. I ain't asking why no more. I know I take it if it's mine, I don't stay inside the lines. It ain't 2009 no more. I know what's behind that door. Okay, they ask me what I'm smiling for, yeah. Cause I never felt this high before. It's like I never been alive before, yeah. I'd rather have me peace of mind than war. You see me and you, we ain't that different. I struck the f*** out and then I came back swinging. Takes time to finish, mind my business. A life ain't a life till you live it. I was digging me a hole, big enough to bury my soul. Weight of the world, I gotta carry my own, with these arms I can carry you home. I'm right here when you're scared and alone, and you don't never gotta worry. I ain't never in a hurry, even when it's 7:30 and the time is running low. When your heart get cold, see what's behind all them unturned stones. And I'm a pro when it come to my job, but really I'm just trying to start believing in God, yeah. Now when it gets hard, I don't panic, I don't sound the alarm. Because I don't need to lie no more. Nowadays all I do is shine, take a breath and ease my mind. And she don't cry no more. She tell me that I get her high, cause the angel's supposed to fly. And I ain't asking why no more. I know I take it if it's mine, I don't stay inside the lines. It ain't 2009 no more. Yeah, I know what's behind that door. Okay, I don't need to lie no more. Nowadays all I do is shine, take a breath and ease my mind. And she don't cry no more. She tell me that I get her high, cause her angel's supposed to fly. And I ain't asking why no more. Oh no, I take it if it's mine, I don't stay inside the lines. It ain't 2009 no more. Yeah, I know what's behind that door.
So many questions and places to go. There are too many options, far too many unknowns. This is why I need you. And everyone talks now, but no one is right. There are too many armies with no one to fight. This is why I need you. Cause you make the darkness less dark. You make the edges less sharp. You make the winter feel warmer. And you make my weakness less weak. You make the bottom less deep. You make the waiting feel shorter. Crazy feel normal every time. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why.
many problems and no one who cares. There are so many roads and they all need repairs. This is why I need you. And there's not enough chocolate, there's too many chores. There are so many mountains that I haven't explored. This is why I need you. Cause you make the darkness less dark. You make the edges less sharp. You make the winter feel warmer. And you make my weakness less weak. You make the bottom less deep. You make the waiting feel shorter. You make my crazy feel normal every time. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. You keep the ship moving forward. And you make it easy to try. You make my crazy feel normal every time. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why. You are the who, love is the what, and this is the why.
I was in Pittsburgh when I saw Superman in the back room. He was doing lines or something in the bathroom. I barely recognized him at all. I saw him doing things you shouldn't do with all that power. I wish someone would have thrown him in the shower. I barely recognized him at all. But you can't look away from a train wreck. The things he said to girls, well, they were shameless. I barely recognized him at all. I tried to help, but he said he was just too far from saving. And nothing I could say was gonna change him. I barely recognized him at all. Now I'm cutting the grass and I'll cover his grave. I'll cover his grave. The death of a hero, I'm turning the page. Now I'm cutting the grass and I'll cover his grave. I'll cover his grave.
And now
All right, so you just heard 2009 by Mac Miller, the NPR music Tiny Desk performance. You know, I'm all about those specific performances when something's been made particularly good.
Mm-hmm.
The This Is Why I Need You by Jesse Rubin, followed by Death of a Hero by Alec Benjamin.
Indeed.
I have one thing. I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but I love movies, and I love when movies have kind of a... Like, I'll still watch a movie, even if it's, like, not that great of a movie. So there's... And I've said this to my sister a lot, actually, because she has a friend named Alec.
Mm-hmm.
And in a movie, this girl is having a fight with a guy, you know, and they're, like, they're the love interest in the movie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to, like, insult him. And as she's leaving his house, she goes, "Alec sounds like a first draft of a name," which to me is, like, kind of insane. Like,
what a good insult.
I love, like, the screenwriter deserves a raise
what?
For that.
That sounds very familiar. Do you know what movie that's from? Do you remember the name?
Two Night Stand. It has.
I've seen that movie.
Really? With Miles Teller and Annalee Tipton.
Yes.
Your last name.
No, that's correct. Yes. I remember that line, actually. When you.
I love that line. That's amazing. Every time I see Alec.
Alec is a nice name. You know?
It's just so close to Alex.
Yeah.
Just not Alec, but it sounds like a first draft.
To all the Alex out there, don't be discouraged.
Wait,
don't
do you mean the Alex?
Alec with a C.
Yeah, Alex.
All of you out
not
there
the
listening.
Not the Alex.
It's
okay. Sounds exactly
your
the same.
Your name is fine.
It's a second draft of a name.
It's the final draft of a name.
It's just
a name.
Yeah. Okay.
Although, can you think of other examples of names that are similar to that in terms of those first draftness?
Gwyneth. No, I got nothing. I'm sorry, Gwyneth.
Gwyneth. I mean,
I don't know any Gwyneth.
An interesting name.
I don't know any Gwyneth. Gwyneth people.
Okay. I can't think of any either.
Well, Remy, we're down to our last 12 minutes of our show this semester.
Yeah.
So, which means that we're both going home for the winter break this week.
Yep.
I'm going home tomorrow. You're going home Tuesday.
Yep.
So, that means a couple things for me personally. The first is I need to finish The West Wing, which has been my semester show for this semester.
Yes, but don't rush it, okay?
I won't rush it, I promise.
You don't have to cram it in, because, I mean, what season are you on?
Five.
Oh, okay. You have a few seasons left. It's certainly possible you could finish it in a month, but don't rush it. Savor all the moments.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because I was going to say that I want to start and watch. Normally, I save Game of Thrones. This is what I'm getting to, right? It's an insanely popular show. I know that I'm going to love the show.
You will.
I know that I will.
It's maybe my favorite show.
Okay, so I've literally for over a year now, I planned to start watching it last winter break, and I didn't. And then I was supposed to start watching it over the summer, but I didn't. And the reason is I'm not going to have it be my like semester show because I like the fact I, you know, doing work. I don't like doing the work sometimes, but you know, you're not going to get work done at college if you're watching Game of Thrones.
That's a fair point. Yes.
So I've been waiting to start it, and I need. That's what I'm gonna. In theory, I'm gonna start it over the winter break.
Interesting. So you want to finish The West Wing and then start, or watch
right.
them simultaneously?
No, I want to finish and then start.
So you're kind of saying is you want to get through Game of Thrones or get through The West Wing?
Get through sounds like I'm not going to enjoy it, but
honestly though, I don't think that those are two shows that you'd have trouble watching at the same time.
I know, because but I don't want to watch two shows at the same time, Remy.
I don't think that's that bad of a thing to do. I mean,
it's my moral character that's keeping me from doing it.
I mean, I have some shows that I've been watching for years and years and years that I haven't finished yet because they're so long, like Supernatural.
I don't know.
13, 16 seasons. I've been watching for a few years. I'm on season 7 or something.
I go
through it slowly, but I've also in that time watched The West Wing, Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So
I don't have time for that. I gotta, you know.
Well, that's why it takes so long.
I'm
so
far behind on so many shows. That
I don't think
I
you're
going
to be able to finish Game of Thrones in. In a few weeks.
Is that a challenge?
You can, but you shouldn't.
All right. We'll see if I have to push it back to another summer, but
you could, okay.
We'll
yeah.
find out.
Well, the thing is the next season's coming out in April. So, and the next and final season's coming out in April.
Okay, so I have to watch.
So you might want to get it done
okay.
before then.
So, I'll
maybe put West Wing on hold. Don't rush it. Just stop it. Watch Game of Thrones. And come back to West Wing. Because West Wing you can watch.
You're out of control.
Okay.
You're out of control.
All right.
I don't even know why I thought it would be suggested. All right, so we got some time left, Remy. We're gonna play. We played this acoustic song. You remember earlier in the semester, and it was a popular play. So I was thinking this one, we're going to play another song and then finish with the song that I was talking to you about.
Right.
If you're feeling suspense, that was the point.
I always feel that I'm not living right. So I feel guilty when I go to church. The pastor tells me I've been saved, I'm fine. And please explain to me why my chest still hurts. I spent 4,000 on the Martin McFlys, but I'm still petrified of going broke. There's someone gorgeous in my bed tonight, but I'm still petrified that I'll die alone. I'm just so sick of being. I'm just so sick of being human, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just so sick of being. I'm just so sick of being. Oh, nah, 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 nah. Oh, yep, yeah, I'm not, I, yeah, I'm not, yeah. My mother calls, I have no time to talk. But I can find the time to drink and smoke. Took 15 hits till I can barely walk. I threw up on the lawn, I can't find my phone. And I got no nuts to tell the one I love that she's the reason that I wrote this song. And that's some coward shit, I know it's us. But Lauren, call me when you hear this song. I'm just so sick of being human. Mm-mm. I'm just so sick of being. Human, I'm so sick of being. Just so sick of being. Oh, nah, 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 nah. Oh, yep, I'm not, I, yeah, I'm not. See, I got GPS on my phone, and I can follow it to get home. If my location's never unknown, tell me why I still feel lost. Tell me why I still feel. See, I got GPS on my phone, and I can follow it to get home. My location's never unknown. And tell me why I still feel lost. Tell me why I still feel. Yeah, yeah. Tell me why I still feel. Tell me why I still feel. Tell me why I still feel human. Tell me why I still feel.
You just heard Human by John Bellion, the acoustic version. You gotta get our John Bellion in there for the last show. Well, Remy, we're in crunch time, which we always put ourselves in. Your favorite part of the show? Here's a
PSA. It's about, I just kind of was flicking through the book and I found this one, and it reminded me of the Affordable Care Act being repealed by some judge somewhere, and everyone was like, that's not wrong. That's flawed. His reasoning was flawed. Anyway, this isn't directly related to that, but it's about healthcare. So, numbers to think about. Worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%, that's one quarter, of the 1% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about from WFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Beautiful.
Basically, just eat better.
All right, so we're down to our last song of the hour, our last song of the semester. Thank you so much for listening. If you've listened, you know, if this is the only song you are listening the entire semester, or you listened every single show every week, I know. Thank you so much. I don't know about you, Remy, but this is my favorite hour of the week. I've been saying that for a long time, say it every semester. I think that I love doing this. It's my favorite hour of the week. So. Stay tuned for next week. You want to...
Yeah, I mean, I have more and more fun every semester that we do this.
We're getting good.
Just as we've come into our final year
of
college...
You think we're good now? Wait till next semester.
I mean, I've had an absolute blast. It's been fun being here in the studio with you. Thank you to all the people that listen. It's really nice because we love doing this. And so for people to enjoy what we love doing is, I think, the best thing you can do.
So we'll see you next semester.
Absolutely.
We have one more song for you guys. It's a song that I played... earlier in the semester, and it was very well received, and it's a French song that's very upbeat, and that's how we want to go out with the semester, right?
Yes.
To translate, the only bit that I'm translating for you is "Pourquoi tu gâches ta vie," which means why are you wasting your life? Dance, imperative. You should dance. So it's a happy, upbeat song. Good luck with finals, everyone. We'll see you next semester.
See you next semester.
I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
I've been Remy.
And the show is It's All About Perspective. See you next semester.
Une chanson contente, pas une chanson déprimante, une chanson que tout le monde aime. Elle me dit, tu deviendras milliardaire, t'auras